Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with my wonderful, wonderful husband, Dr. Reggie Johnson. And we're so glad to be back with you this morning for Circles of Prosperity. We just got back from vacation. Hey, Dr. Reggie.
Hey, Cynthia. What a wonderful vacation.
Oh, my God. Wasn't it awesome?
I never thought Mexico was so beautiful.
It is absolutely beautiful, really is. And I want to say also we are here this morning with Gloria Wells. She's our moderator in our chat room this morning and also our co-host. So, hey, Gloria. Anyway, God, we missed you guys. We had tried so desperately to get the archives uploaded, so if you called in, you'd have a show. And for whatever reason, we couldn't get it to work. If you called in yesterday, we were able to get it to work yesterday. But for the whole week, and we could not get it to work. And I was down in Mexico, and our internet access was so intermittent. For me to do the kind of work that needed to be done, the download files, upload files, it was just very painful. So, and the people back here were having difficulty. So I apologize, but guess what? We're back. You guys had a vacation to sleep in a little bit. And I'm just believing that all is well. Isn't that right, Dr. Reggie? Always is. Okay, so let me tell you guys a couple of things. Number one, oh my God, we are growing like weeds. But I should say
flowers.
Like flowers, because we're not weeds, but we're just really growing. You know the show that Reginald Lewis did for us on July the 27th? We have had over 3,700 downloads of that show. One show. And I thank God for sending Reginald Lewis to us. What an anointing is on him to pull that many people in. The show was featured, and it was just magnificent. So I am encouraging you guys to share Circles of Prosperity with your friends, just, you know, to share it. I know that some people come into Circles of Prosperity and, you know, they are looking for the teaching that we're giving, and some people are coming in and they're looking for the readings, and some people come in and hear the readings and get offended, you know, but we embrace all, because there's only one power in the universe. Is that right? There's only one power, and that is God, the omnipotent. And so I know that the people that we bring in to do the intuitive readings are just like Dr. Reggie. They are only pulling that information from that one source and only acknowledge that one source. Plus, as they go through the readings with you, you will hear our teachings underlying that, because there's only one truth. I guarantee you, if I could pull any one of you to be the host on that, you've been listening to Circles of Prosperity, and I ask one of you to be the host for Oracle Friday, and people call in with questions, you would be able to answer them. How many of you are itching to and know the answer when you hear some of the questions from some of our visitors, because you've been exposed to so much and your consciousness has been expanded. Isn't that awesome?
Mm.
I just love it. So what we're going to do today, I'm going to go talk about authentic power again, because we kind of closed off right there, and I want to get you guys back into the feeling of where we were. So I'm going to roll back to chapter 8. We're going to go through that very quickly and close out chapter 9, which is basically just a summary. And then tomorrow we're going to be picking up in the new section, which is the what. So we'll be picking up with chapter 10, The End of Friendship. I hope you will go ahead and read that if you have not already read ahead of me. But let's get through 10, 11, and 12 this week. We'll have Oracle Friday, and then we'll pick up next week with the rest of the book. So I love you guys. Dr. Bridget, you have anything to say this morning?
I'm very grateful to be back and to be back on the line and ready to start rolling.
Mm.
I'm happy for everybody. I just think that something great is about to happen.
Oh,
outside of all these crazy things that are happening to people who are not evolving, like the shootings and stuff, and I have to pray for them and keep them in the light, because they're not ready to evolve, and so they're frightened. But anyway, in the meantime, back to the circle of prosperity. We always prosper in everything that you do. Like the Bible says, in all that you do, I wish you thou would prosper.
Mm. Moving to our opening prayer.
Mm-hmm. Father, I am so grateful to be alive at this time in the world. I am so grateful for the Holy Spirit moving as he does through everybody and through every channel, keeping the promise alive and keeping the hope and the glory alive in each one of us as sacred vessels. Thank you for the power to draw wealth and abundance and good health and longevity and friendship and housing and transportation and everything that we have here to make it through this physical plane. We thank you, and beyond the physical plane. Let us be aware of everything that's good, and everything in you is always good. Let us step in the power of learning our lessons, of knowing who we are, and teaching others to be safe and loving in the sacred energy of the Holy Spirit. I'm glad for our evolvement and our ascension, and that we have nothing to fear on the planet Earth. And we believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And so it is. So, we've been talking about the two realities that are existing right now, the two types of human beings that are existing on our planet right now. Those who are in, who live their lives solely through their five senses. And Gary says that will only lead to destruction and violence, because you are living a life through manipulation and control of circumstances and people. Then on the other hand, there are those who are multisensory. And Gary Zukav says that this is where you are depending on your intuition. You are depending on things you're seeing with the eyes beyond your eyes, hearing with the ears beyond your ears. Everything, you're going beyond your five senses. And he's really trying to open you up to living and experiencing the unseen world. And if you've been with Circles of Prosperity for a while, you know that we have been teaching you, don't pay attention to the physical world, because that's the end result. That's the effect. That is the end result of past thoughts. And that's where Gary Zukav is taking you. But where he's making this huge leap here is he's saying that we are evolving to this type of human being. And because we are moving into that way of living, that we're thinking outside of the box, because we're really taking ownership of the cause of our experiences on in the physical experiences, which equals and means the effect, that it's going to shift our relationships on every level. And that's the thesis of his book. So he calls this form of living the authentic power. And here's where he picks up. He says, the more you cultivate the loving parts of your personality and challenge the frightened parts, well, the more your personality becomes aligned with your soul. Wow. What is he teaching here? He's teaching shifting from fear to faith, is he not? Shifting from fear to faith. Shifting from fear to love. Eventually, the frightened parts of your personality lose their control over you, and the loving parts create without limitation, and fear disappears. Your experiences become more meaningful. Your attention is in the never-ending miracle of the eternal present moment. And your relationships transform. You are not connected to others any more than you are connected to your arm or your hand or your heart. Ooh, here's the shift that happens. You become a part of them, and they are a part of you. And so when they hurt, then you feel them. And when they are healthy, you are healthy. Love. And I love it, because what he's saying is that that love has to start with loving yourself. You know, while I was on vacation, I had a chance to read quite a few books. Not that I read them all the way through, but I did, because I was so excited to have that chunk of time. I had a bed full of books, and Reggie was laughing. So I'd read one here and one here. But there was one book I read, and it made the statement. It says, we don't want you to fix yourselves. There's nothing to fix. And remember that as long as you think that there's something to fix, then you're creating a reality where you have to be fixed. And it sounds like it's going in a circle, but where are they coming from? First of all, that what you talk about, or what you think about, you talk about, and what you talk about, you bring about. So if you think something's wrong with me, something's wrong with me, something's wrong with me, then you are creating and projecting a reality where something is wrong with you. But this book is saying, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing to fix. You are not damaged goods. So the first step is healing yourself, healing your thoughts, loving you. And you know, for the life of me, as I'm talking to you this morning, I do not understand why we are so hard on ourselves. God has created you in divine perfection. Why can't we accept that as truth for us individually? Because when we begin to really love ourselves, when we begin to know how precious a gift this life is, and how much we are able to do, how powerful God has created us, you can't help but to love you. And to love everyone else, because they have the same power, the same glorious soul. Let go of your fear. Let go of your judgments. There's no one better than you. There's no one less than you. We are all one huge family, one loving family, and it begins with you. He says, humbleness, clarity, forgiveness, and love replace fear. And the world welcomes a friendly place. You see the struggles and spiritual potential of others and the complexity and richness of their lives, even if they are not aware of them. And that's what I see. I have shifted so much from meeting people. You know, I was very apprehensive, and Jean will tell you, I didn't want to tell anybody about Circles of Prosperity. Jean would say, Cynthia, you have to talk about it. No, because I was afraid of being judged. Now I could care less. I just love you guys. All the time I was uncomfortable in networking was because I was afraid of being judged. And now I look at every person as a beautiful, beautiful expression of God. So he says, when you consult intuition and choose your intentions consciously and move forward with an empowered heart and act without attachment to the outcome, you do not presume you know how the universe works or question the wisdom and compassion that shape your experiences according to the choices that you have made. You do your part and you trust your non-physical guides and teachers to do theirs and take responsibility for your choices and strive to contribute compassionately and wisely to life. Each moment is full and complete. Each moment is full and complete. And you think in terms of causes. You think in terms of your intentions and then the effects, which are your experiences, instead of the labels, like what's wrong and what's right and what's good and what's bad and what's fortunate and unfortunate. You just know that a factor of karma is involved in your experiences, and so you do not take them personally. You give without expectation, and you receive without reservation, and all that you need is given to you, and this is your authentic power. Hallelujah. Wow. Breathe. Please breathe. Why? You are making a connection and you are aligning with the soul. The soul becomes visible in the awareness of millions of individuals. A new center of gravity is developing in the human experience, and the creation of authentic power is replacing the pursuit of external power. And you are aligning your personality with your soul, with there's harmony, with cooperation, with sharing, and reverence for life. It's all becoming this new pole star by which we navigate through our lives. And without this new star, these uncharted reefs and the wild seas and the typhoons and the unwanted calms, they delay and divert us from our common goal, which is a life of clarity and humbleness and forgiveness and love. And so the winds of anger and jealousy and vengefulness, they can shred the sails and they may break the mast and they tear the ships apart. And apathy and despair may leave them adrift. But superiority, inferiority, entitlement, and the need to please, they pull compasses and ships alike off course. In other words, when you get involved in all of these negative emotions, they pull you away from your center, which equals and means your soul. And the way I've always visualized it is that there's a single line going straight into the cosmos. It's like the highway to heaven. And all of these little shoots off of this thing are the things that distract us, these little roads, these little side roads. I'm jealous. I'm angry. Those are side roads that pull you out of that alignment on that main highway to heaven, to your divinity. And I can tell you, I'm a very visual person. Images come to me. That's how the spirit communicates with me, is through images. So when Dr. Reggie is doing a reading, I can tell that he is pulling you off of that side road and putting you back on that highway to heaven. Every word that he's saying to you is bringing you back into alignment. Now, when you're talking about that from oneness, oneness is referring to frequency. So when Dr. Reggie is doing a reading with you, he is shifting your frequency. He's realigning that frequency, tuning you up. You're getting a tune-up. All these little dramas that you're going through in your life, it's a tune-up. You go down that side road, dead end. Oops. Then you have to backtrack. You got to backtrack. Because to get back online, you got to go, you go through that. Dr. Reggie, what did you say, Dr. Reggie? You have to go through something to get to something. So you got to go through all that drama to realign your frequency to get back on the main highway. Your GPS is off. And you will continue to take these little side roads, and I'm breaking this down to you, okay, because through the lessons that we've had through oneness, you will continue to experience these little dramas where you're still jealous or you're still angry or you're still resentful. So you may align for a moment or get closer to the frequency of being with your soul, but those little things will keep coming up. Someone can push your buttons and take you off on a side road and screw up your GPS system, right? You will continue to experience that until you say, I don't need this. It's too painful. I'm tired of being lost. Let me get back on the highway to heaven. And then to make sure you stay there, another situation will come up to test you. Let me see if this is really locked in on this GPS. Wow. You have a life, you have not only this lifetime, you have all of eternity to get it right. But, gee, it would be so much easier if you just say, you know what, I just want to get it right now. I want to practice now. I surrender. The great transformation in consciousness that is reshaping the human experience reveals a larger fabric of life. In other words, he's saying that it's revealing that there's something more than what we see with our physical eyes. He's talking about the non-physical reality. And it offers new potential. It's offering you your authentic power. And it illuminates a new evolutionary requirement. He's now saying it requires that you grow spiritually. Nothing except the genesis of humanity can compare with it. A five-sensory humanity in pursuit of external power, surviving by manipulating and controlling circumstances, is becoming a multi-sensory humanity in pursuit of authentic power, evolving and aligning your personality, the ego self, with the soul. And you know what? This is not a new lesson. Every message in the Bible is about releasing the ego and finding that divinity within. when you travel in the direction that your soul wants to go, you fill with meaning. Every cell in your body has meaning. And when you travel in other directions, meaning drains from your life. In other words, what he's saying, as long as you are on that highway to heaven, your life has meaning. But the minute you get off on a side road, the meaning drains from your life. It sucks. It's sucking away the meaning out of your life. So when you travel in the opposite direction, your life empties of meaning. And your soul is hungry for harmony and for cooperation and for sharing and for reverence for life. It wants you to create them in your life, to become a beacon to fellow students in the Earth School and to allow them to become beacons to you. You're giving the gifts that you were born to give. You're traveling in the direction that your soul wants to travel. And it brings you more gifts to give. The more you give, the more you have to give. The more you love, the more love comes to you. The creativity of the universe is inexhaustible. And therefore, so is yours. And that's bringing us back. People going, well, I don't get how she's talking about spiritual partnership and how that relates to prosperity. Well, first of all, prosperity is not limited to money. Wake up! Prosperity ultimately is the quality of your life. Do you have a prosperous life in every area? Is there abundance? Listen, are you out here saying this is the best I can have when you have in a relationship with a married man and he's divided between his commitment to his family and his wife and how he's feeling over here with you? Is that the best that you can do? You've placed a limitation here. And what are you afraid of? Does that give you an excuse to kind of do whatever you want to do? Why can't you have a loving relationship and build a beautiful family? What's going on with you? Where's the fear? That a prosperous life in relationships means all of your relationships are loving and harmonious. A prosperous life with your finances means everything is harmonious and there's a flow, a continuous flow so that all of your needs are met. There's no struggle. A prosperous life with your health means that you are healthy. And, you know, if we get rid of all these negative thoughts and the jealousy and anger and resentment, then we are creating an environment in our physical body that is going to be a reflection of health. You're going to want to get up and go stretch or want to get up and go take a walk. It's not going to be, oh, I got to exercise. No, it's like, I love my life. I love my body. I love walking. I love breathing this wonderful air. I love looking at the trees. I love all of nature, and I want to experience it and be out here with it. Oh, I love the exhilaration when I jump in a pool of water or in the ocean, and I can swim, and every muscle in my body is just coordinated and moving and has strength and is alive. That's prosperity in health. I can go through every area of your life and show you where you can be prosperous and where your fear is dominating you. So prosperity is not about money. Every great soul has walked this path. So he says, instead of imploding under the fear of the collective, you change the consciousness of the collective with your own consciousness. Each one of you, when you decide to say, I am walking with my soul, I am in alignment with my soul, I will express nothing but love, that you are changing the world. As a matter of fact, you're changing the entire cosmos. But if you can just imagine that you're if you can just accept, I can change my family when I shift into just being love, pure love. I'm in a funky relationship right now, but I can change it if I shift to pure love instead of responding with anger and resentment. I'll just be loving. So if you can't see how you can impact the whole collective consciousness of this entire planet or the entire universe or the entire cosmos, because it does have a ripple effect. If you can't see that, just see it from where you stand right now with one person or with a family unit. Our evolution requires each of us to choose to walk in the path of love. What is it in us, in the whole, and therefore, what is in us is in the whole. And therefore, each of us is ultimately responsible for the whole. So the changes that you create in yourself are the changes that you create in the world. And if you're choosing cooperation instead of competition, and sharing instead of hoarding, and harmony instead of discord, and reverence for life instead of exploitation, it changes the whole at the same time. When you ask yourself, what difference can I make? Why should I be kind when everybody else out here is cruel? How can my choices change the world? You're disempowering yourself. Because from the multisensory perspective, these questions become, how can my choices not change the world? How can what I choose to do not have an impact on the world? Dr. Reggie says one person can make a difference. Gary Zukav is saying you disempower yourself by waiting for critical mass to transform the world. In other words, you're waiting for everybody else to get online. You will not change while you wait. The frightened parts of your personality will remain unchallenged, and the fear in the collective consciousness will remain unchallenged. Your choices, one by one, to create authentic power instead of pursuing external power affect the whole of the health of the whole, just as the health of one part of the body affects all of its parts. There's no individual in the Earth School that is separate from the activities in it, even the most repulsive. The hatred that led young Saudi Arabian men to fly planes full of people into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, that was fueled by our hatred, not their hatred. Our hatred. Their righteousness and their disregard for life was fueled by our righteousness and disregard for others. Those who exploit the earth and life on it are fueled by our intentions to gain the most for the least. From a circumstance employee, a job, a friend, a partner, or a neighbor. So, do you hear what he's saying? He's saying you as a single person, as one little individual, if you're trying to get something for nothing, you are a part of that consciousness that is taking from this planet and raping the planet of its resources, grabbing after money, that you're contributing to that consciousness. If you have some racial bias or hatred, that you contributed to that energetic frequency of hatred that drove those people to send that plane through the World Trade Center. He's really making you aware that we are all one. When you create authentic power, you determine what is healthy for you and what is not, what is worthy of your interest and what is not. You decide which of your sensations and your thoughts and intentions originate in love and which originate in fear. And you become the authority in your life. And your life becomes a continual meditation. And every experience offers you an opportunity to create authentic power or to pursue external power. It's your choice. You have free will. And so the journey to this authentic power is the journey that you were born to take. And only you can decide when to begin it. And only you can do the work to complete it. Oh my God, that was so. Listen, this is just a summary of what he's covered and where he wants to take us. He says, number one, human consciousness has changed. Number two, we can experience more than the five senses that we detect. Number three, this is multisensory perception. Number four, everyone will be multisensory in a few generations. Number five, this is huge. This is a big change. It has not happened to the entire human species before. Number five, or did I say five? Number six, we can sense ourselves as personalities and souls at the same time. Ego and divinity simultaneously. That's called duality. We can know things we couldn't before. Meaning, information, reasons for past events. Everyone feels unworthy and defective. This is very, very painful. Intentions are very important. They create consequences. We are responsible for what we create. You guys need to write that one down. That should be a daily reminder for you. We are responsible for what we create. Now, here's the next one. Happiness depends on what happens outside of us, but joy depends on what happens inside of us. Do you guys remember that lesson? Parts of our personalities make us feel unworthy and defective, but we can change those parts. Instead of other people, we look inside. We do an inside job on us. And this is creating authentic power. We are each responsible for creating authentic power. So the ground rules of life on planet Earth have changed, people. And these changes are permanent because the old ways of doing things don't work anymore. Or they work, but they don't produce experiences that they produce experiences that we don't want, and the old ways of relating don't work anymore either. Look, I was with my nieces for vacation, and I tell you that it's the most amazing thing to watch. They travel in packs. I've never seen anything like it before. Because that model of relationship that we had from the 50s, the, you know, and creating family, it's all distorted now. So what, and there are new rules, and these young people don't quite understand the rules. They don't have a model for where they're going with relationships now. That's why it's important that you get it, because we have to help them. Or they're creating a new model. The new consciousness brings a new type of relationship that is as different from the old type as the new. Multisensory consciousness is from the old five-sensory consciousness. And this new type of relationship is coming up next in the book and in your life. I just love it. So we're going to talk about the end of friendship. And, ooh, doesn't that sound interesting? Why is friendship? Well, why? We want to move into spiritual partnership, not friendship. Let's find out the difference tomorrow. Dr. Reggie, yo. Are you having a good time with this book?
I am. That is a great lesson. Oh, my God. And our spiritual potential is just magnanimous. I love it.
I do, too. I absolutely love it. So I only have 3 minutes left to the show. Is there anyone that wants to say something very quickly? You're going to press one on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, we'll just go into our closing prayer. If you just want to say hello, press one on your telephone keypad.
Anybody talking in the chat room?
I got one person in the chat room this morning. It's kind of quiet.
Oh.
Good morning. 2508, you're on the air.
Good morning. I just wanted to say welcome back. We miss you. I trust that your trip was very restful and resourceful and all those good adjectives. And this is Cody Smith, and I'm glad you're back. Thank you.
Thank you, Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to be back.
Glad to be back. We have a fabulous time. It was just absolutely awesome. Good morning. 3331. Oh, I'm sorry. You're on the
air. Yes.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, this is Jean. I want to say welcome back.
Jean, how are you? Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, I'm listening. If they're coming up, they disappear.
That's okay. I heard that wonderful voice, and I heard her say, welcome back. So she, what a sweetheart.
Good morning. 8916, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Good morning.
Is this Rebecca?
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Good to hear you all back.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you, too. Did y'all have a great time? Uh-oh. We're fading, but I love you all. Talk to y'all later.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, so, Reggie, can you go ahead and take us into our closing prayer?
Father, I am so grateful for this lesson. It has so much impact on me personally and universally. Knowing there is nothing to fix and everything to love, that our spiritual potential is unbound as we make it, and we are the creators of everything that we have here on earth. We are the creators, the co-creators with life itself, and that's the power you gave us, and I am so grateful that we have that potential, and spiritually it is unbound and unfettered. Nothing can stop it. I believe this is so in all of us. In every aspect of our lives, let us learn this lesson, and so it is.